It's now time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, this game looked quite different from the first two. We talked about chemistry earlier tonight. That was established early.
Well, we had a difficult week. We were knocked to the mat. And, we got knocked to the mat very, very hard. And, like I said in the post-game Charlotte, we bled a little bit, but we got back and started fighting. And we came out tonight. And I think the big key to tonight was we had fun. This team had fun tonight. And I think last week we were haunted by the demons of expectations and what we're supposed to do rather than what we can do. And I'm just thrilled with the joy that was on the court tonight. And then to see it from top of the roster to the bottom of the roster was sensational.
And there was great intention early in the game plan to get it to Luka Brankovic, and that really set the tone.
Well, Luka certainly had a wonderful game tonight, the kind of game that we feel he can have. It takes two to tango, though, and I think his teammates did a great job of getting him the ball. And that, without doubt, was pivotal. And his teammates also did a great job of spacing out on the perimeter and knocking down threes when they became available to make the chance of a double team even more difficult. And I was just thrilled with the overall inside-outside game that we had.
Another player I want to isolate is Lee. Looked like a very confident player out there tonight.
Yeah, Lee, he's got this knack for getting loose balls, and he's a very quick shooter. And I thought that play where he drove and dumped it off to Nelson was a sensational play.
Tonight, shooting the ball, efficient across the board, 55%. You guys came in over the first two just shooting 39% from the floor, 50% from three as well. Things were working together.
Yeah, and I like to look at that at the other end as well, because we held them to 37%, which is a championship-level defense, and 33% from the three. And what we need to do is we need to be able to defend when we're not making shots. And that's the hardest transition to make, that sometimes you miss shots and you carry it down to the defensive end. Well, we had the energy because we made shots down the defensive end today, and we had the energy from a terrific crowd. The crowd was sensational tonight. Boy, it is so good to be home here in Belk, and I thought our crowd was spectacular. And they just energized us and inspired us. And then, of course, making shots energized our defense and inspired our defense.
Couple other areas, Coach, rebounding plus 15 and also advantage in bench scoring.
Yeah, we did it. When was the last time we had an advantage in bench scoring? And we got 31 points out of our bench tonight. And, we've made that commitment to use the bench, and we did. And it's wonderful to see them responding. And we're not afraid to – and I think you saw what Nelson did. Nelson was in there for four short minutes and got a nice dunk, a block, and three rebounds. So he's chipping away, and, boy, if there's a harder worker in our program than Nelson Bochiatum, I'd like to see him.
With the number of positives here tonight, what will be your biggest takeaway to take into Tuesday night?
Well, that we stayed within the system and made them defend us, and that was pivotal. We cut back on our turnovers, 16 assists, 10 turnovers. That's because we made passes. We made sharp cuts. We helped people out. Defensively, we were very consistent, connected. So the connection on defense, the game plan executed, and, of course, the willingness to make them defend us and not take quick shots.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on win number one of this campaign.
Okay, thank you so much, Jared. Looking forward to Tuesday already.
Hey, Coach Bob McKillop joining us here courtside. His comments are presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.